Imagine an animal show where bears bolted from the stage to barrel past tourists and make a break for the ice cream stand. It's just one of the many stories from a show that still draws huge crowds. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. 2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. The Bear Show at Clark's Trading Post has been a tradition for over 60 years. In 1949, the audiences not only got quite a show, they were the actual show ring.
One special bear named Ebony, she was allowed to come out to this grassy area. The audience would form a circle, and Ebony would run out through a gate and to the center where she knew her props were, and then the show would begin.
Maureen Clark's grandparents began the Trading Post tourist attraction. Today, she is responsible for training the bears in the show. Eventually, a double-deck, 40-foot open-air show arena was built.
On occasion, Ebony would slip through the crowd and run up the back stairs of the gift shop and headed to the lunch counter where she knew the ice cream cones came from.
They plan on an average of 1,000 hours of training for a cub before it can perform in the show. Each spring requires a tune-up after the bears den up each winter.
They remember all of their tricks, but the tricks that they like to do, they will do very easily. But the ones they don't like to do, they pretend that they forgot. You know, they have no idea what you're asking them to do.
It takes time and patience to train these bears.
If they don't want to do something, there's no making them do it. It's asking them and rewarding them. That's the only way we do it. They have all their teeth. They have all their claws. They know how to use them. And we don't use any weapons.
The parking lot is usually full, spring to fall, with cars from across America witnessing a bear show that dates to the 1940s. Traveling the countryside in Lincoln, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.